Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. If you're anything like me, you walk around with an imaginary soundtrack running through your head. Memories of songs can be triggered by recent news and events, sometimes because they have some kind of connection with what's going on, at other times it's word association or something more random that you can't really pin down. In this episode of Counting the Beat, I'm going to share some songs with you that I've been thinking about in connection with recent news events. Ever since the recent terror raids, I've had this song going round and round in my mind. From 1981, the Pneumatics, Riot Squad. As a kid, Evel Knievel was a folk hero right up there with Muhammad Ali. Wearing a cape and jumping a motorbike across a canyon didn't seem cheesy, it was damn cool. So it was with sadness that last week I learned of his demise. In 1994, Dunedin band Chug, made up of Norma O'Malley, Sean O'Reilly, Alf Danielson and Sean Broadley, released their only album, Sassafras. The opening track was named after the man himself, Evel Knievel.
Evel Knievel was arguably the most famous daredevil of all time. Part promoter, part businessman, and all showman. Knievel's stunts captured the public's imagination for more than a decade. His life changed when he formed a motorcycle daredevil troupe in 1965, barnstorming the West, jumping over a couple of cars for $500. But his jumps became longer, and his notoriety increased. On New Year's Day, 68, he attempted to jump 151 feet over the fountains of the front of Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. But he landed short, and the crash left him in a coma for a month. Over the next decade, Knievel's jumps became a national spectacle. He broke more than 35 bones and underwent surgery 14 times.
It'll be going 200 miles an hour by the time it gets to the ramp from right here.
His famed 1974 attempt to leap Idaho's Snake River Canyon in a rocket ended in a perilous crash into the canyon floor and was watched by over 50% of the national television audience. He reached folk hero status, movies were made about him, and his toy collection brought in nearly $300 million. Bruce Hall, NBC News.
That was Chug with Evel Knievel. Now, what does Nicky Watson have to do with the Tall Dwarfs? Not much, you might think, but they both love their dogs. Let's take a listen to Nicky talking about her lost dog, Cricket. Take a special listen to this clip, it's a goodie. And then, Dog, a song from the 1987 Dogma EP from the Tall Dwarfs.
Cricket! Here, boy! Cricket!
Forget the celebrity shenanigans, if you're able. The party girl persona on this day, and early it is.
5:30, and this is day 3 that we've been looking for Cricket.
Nicky Watson's a pet lover, nothing more. Desperately seeking her ankle biter buddy.
Cricket! Cricket! I think I must have called out Cricket's name a million times. But I know that if he hears my voice that he'll come.
Your horse.
No, my dog.
No.
I'm Chris,
and this has been Counting the Beat.
Thanks for listening, everyone.